This week in the Missouri Senate, we'll view another hectic week in the upper chamber.
Well, we've had a long week trying to come up with a compromise on a map.
Frankly, not giving anybody much of a choice throughout the state of Missouri.
Senator Danny Hoskins of Warrensburg says he remains concerned with the congressional redistricting map contained in House Bill 2117.
First of all, it does not include Whiteman Air Force Base as well as Fort Leonard Wood in the same congressional district as it currently is now.
Missouri senators have spent more than a week on this legislation. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur adds the 6 days spent on redistricting last week alone has not resulted in preferred outcomes.
This is ongoing. We have not reached a consensus on any maps at this point in time. It has not come to a vote.
But what about after redistricting?
I'd love to get some other stuff.
I mean, we have to get redistricting done before filing opens.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says several measures await Missouri Senate action.
Fast track extensions, first thing up, a couple others in SJR, I think, that are towards the top. Frankly, I'd love to talk about anything other than a map at this point.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds, among these is another major issue.
The supplemental budget will do the same, so we have to get on that, obviously, before they run out of money.
Other items were also discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate this week.
Senate Bill 672 be taken.
Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield says Senate Bill 672 would modify provisions relating to the Fast Track Workforce Incentive Grant Program.
This substitute will remove the 3-year sunset and give this program, in my opinion, the ability to do more good for more people.
Senate Bill 672 has been given preliminary approval. Another yes vote would send this legislation to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Joint Resolution 33 be taken.
Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester says Senate Joint Resolution 33, upon voter approval, would modify provisions relating to taxation.
We wanted to clarify that this was just state income tax, did not deal with corporate tax, did not deal with the earnings tax or anything else.
During discussion, Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis talked about a similar idea of his, which would freeze property taxes for senior citizens.
You've got senior citizens who've paid taxes their whole life. They've done everything right. They've planned for their retirement, and a lot of them are caught off guard by some of these sometimes dramatic increases.
Senate Joint Resolution 33 also receives first-round Missouri Senate approval. Committee hearings also continue.
We will go ahead and call the meeting.
Senator Shoup presented Senate Bill 641 to the Missouri Senate Insurance and Banking Committee. Her proposal seeks to enact provisions relating to continuous insurance coverage of prescription contraceptives.
It allows a woman to get her annual birth control supply without repeated pharmacy visits if her doctor believes that would be in her best interest.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 641.
The Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday.
The Missouri Senate will be back in session on Tuesday.
You've heard them.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov.
Have it.
Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.